What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You take the breaks where you can get them when you're playing an elite team like Detroit. And for Washington, finding out today Kevin Zeitler, the starting guard for the Lions, won't be able to go, that's a big deal. Had the fifth highest grade of 135 guards via PFF this year, would have made his second consecutive Pro Bowl. He will not play. I would say, Danny, that's pretty good news for Daron Payne, John Allen, Johnny Newton, and that interior.
It is. You don't wish that on anybody, but I also don't have to feel bad. They got plenty of weapons. They'll be really good anyway as it is. But, yeah, that is a benefit to Washington. That dude can play.
G&D, taking you up to 6:30, brought to you by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad.
We love them. As Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Murad can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with our estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to tell them the Grant and Andy sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
All right, let's kick off the Beltway Blitz. We'll be covering the Wiz and the Commanders. Start it off. If you want to know why we're covering the Wiz, there's actually an intriguing storyline for the Wizards tonight we'll get to. But let's start with Linnell Willingham. You hear him here on 106.7 The Fan. Linnell, I got to ask, why are you sitting with Danny and not me?
I'll be real with you.
Yeah.
That's an uncomfortable spot you put me in, and I should have been quicker on my feet to have a real poppy, funny answer. I don't know why I'm sitting
with
Danny.
No, here's the answer. Because I don't want to get sick before the biggest game in 33 years, dummy.
Okay.
That's what you should say to me.
I don't want to get sick. Yeah, you're right.
Comma, dummy. There it is.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so Linnell was walking into Grant's studio, or the normal studio, and all three producers going, no, you got to stop. Go and sit with Danny.
Well, damn, Grant, what did I...
Yeah.
Is Grant in a mood, or what's going on?
Danny's moved out of the studio. Yeah. What is going on?
I hate your guts. I'm leaving.
How do you feel about the matchup?
I feel really good. We were talking yesterday off air in the bullpen in between a break of you guys, and I said, man, look at what we're talking about right now. We're discussing Washington and what they need to do to advance, not to be in playoff contention, not to be relevant in the wild card race, but to get to the NFC title game. And part of me is like, I don't know how to react because I'm a fan first, I always say it. But looking at this thing objectively, even taking off my burgundy and gold colored lenses, I think Washington has a really good chance of upsetting the Detroit Lions for a couple of different reasons. And my number one reason is the kid that we have under center in Jayden Daniels. I've built a trust with him. He's earned a trust with me that as long as he is under center, no matter who the opponent is, you'll have a shot. And it also helps that the Lions' defense has been garbage month of the season.
We were just kicking this around, Linnell, last hour. What would you do with the run game? Because it hadn't mattered who the opponent is. Yeah. New Orleans, garbage run defense. Dallas, two times, shoved it on them. They can't run the ball against anybody. And you probably would want to hold the football for a while, have some extended drives. How would you handle the run game? You just ride with Brian Robinson? Do you sub in somebody else? You give Chris Rodriguez a jersey? What would you do?
I leave it in Ashburn. That's what I would do. I know that's not going to be the answer that gets people riled up. Obviously, there are ancillary benefits of the run game, right? Your offensive line gets to, you know, go forward and hit people. It slows down a pass rush because they have to think about defending both the run and the pass. But what Washington has mastered in over the last two out of the last 3 weeks, the Atlanta game, Dallas, I throw out the window because Jaden didn't play the entire game, and then last weekend, is this ball control passing offense where Jaden Daniels is basically playing point guard, getting the football out of his hands on time. They're continuously moving forward, and it's allowed them to eat a considerable amount of clock. You saw it, I believe it was in the second quarter last week, where they eat up, is it 17 plays, 9 minutes, and 8 seconds. You're only able to do that, right, with guys making extraordinary individual efforts. Terry McLaurin, on the first play of that drive, it's a screen that where Zach Ertz doesn't haul ass and get out to the corner fast enough. Terry's got to break a tackle. Instead of it being a 4-yard loss, it's a 2-yard gain, and now you're still on schedule. It allows that drive to continue to move the way that it did. I think that style of ball is sustainable and it's necessary against a Detroit offense that's, I mean, guns a-blazing. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs, great. Jameson Williams, great. How do you limit that? You keep them on the sideline.
Yeah, and respectfully, I mean, the offense is going to get theirs. It's the defense that maybe is going to be the key to the whole game after they struggled to get stops but made a big play or two when presented against Tampa Bay. Linnell, tell us about the pregame show you're doing this weekend. I know listeners can come out and hang out with you guys.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. You check us out at Honor Brewing in Loudoun County. Myself and Denton Day will be with you 2 hours before kickoff, as usual, for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. And then you got to stick around with us. That's when the action really heats up. The only live interactive show going on during Commanders game days in the DMV, Burgundy and Gold Game Day Live. All of that, you can catch us out at Honor Brewing in Loudoun County. It's 42604 Trade West Drive, Sterling, Virginia. I know a lot of the fan audience is out in Sterling, so come on and see us, people.
It's going to be fun. You're talking about, what's the word? A playoff game.
A playoff game.
Let's say they don't beat Detroit, which the odds aren't in their favor.
Can't even believe that would come out of your mouth.
It's entirely possible, right? If you look at the people that do this for a living in terms of calculations, it's a 74-75% chance that Detroit wins. Let's say Detroit wins. How will you view it? In other words, like, this is all house money. This is all ahead of schedule. This is all supposed to be part of year one of a rebuild. How will you compartmentalize? How long will it take? Just kind of walk me through that if they don't do it.
So here's where I am, whether they win or not. They go into next year, depending on the offseason, unless they just completely blow away the offseason, it's terrible. I think they got to be viewed as a top three team in the NFC entering next season, no matter what. You've clearly, in my opinion, have the best quarterback in the conference. I think your defense is continuing to ascend. You'll use all that cap space that you have to add more pieces there. You'll shuffle your offensive line a little bit. You'll add more weapons. The arrow is certainly pointing up for this franchise, and I think, you know, young Commanders fans who, like myself, who aren't, you know, accustomed to this, get used to it. This is what our reality is going to be for the next decade plus.
Linnell, we will be listening on Saturday night.
Yes,
pre-game.
Indeed.
Should be fun. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
And by the way, if you want to hang out with members of our crew, that party starts tomorrow with our pep rally out in Manassas. We will be on site at Uptown Alley. Going to be a blast getting ready for playoff football. Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk Wiz. I know what you're thinking. Why would you do that, Grant? And the answer is Brad Beal's back. Although, I don't think he's going to play. Greg Finberg joins us now. Greg, first of all, what kind of year is Beal having? I was seeing that he might actually be on the trade block, and he's unavailable tonight, it sounds like. Yes?
Yeah, he's not playing. I think he's an ankle injury. You know, late addition to the injury report. He played last game when the Suns fell at Atlanta, and they dropped to 19-20. And why that's important is, you know, Washington has pick swaps from Phoenix in 2026, 28, and 30. They have 5 of the next 6 years worth of second round picks from Phoenix. So obviously, Wizards fans are keeping an eye on that. But when you look at Bradley Beal this year, I mean, 17.5 points per game. If Wizards fans remember, this is a guy that averaged 30 points a game for 2 straight years, a multi-time All-Star. Was all NBA one time, but he's declined. And obviously, you look back at the trade now, and the Wizards didn't get the haul that they probably could have gone, you know, a couple years ago when they should have dealt him. But granted, looking at what they got, it's better than anything. And Phoenix is a team right now that's been rumored to want to move off of Beal. They want Jimmy Butler, but Bradley Beal has that no trade clause that Wizards fans are, I'm sure, familiar with from, you know, 2 Junes ago when they tried to move him, and they really couldn't move him anywhere else but Phoenix or Milwaukee. So 17.5 points per game, 38% from three assists, 3 rebounds. It's not, you know, terrible, but it's also not worth $52.5 million a year.
Yeah, Greg, to that point, Who could have seen this coming? I said rhetorically. When he was leading the league in minutes played, when he was going 36-plus a night for multiple straight seasons after, you know, a couple of years before, remember, he got shut down with those stress reactions in his legs and, you know, was oft injured, and he's killing himself every night for, you know, a 31-win team. Who would have thought that, you know, the game of musical chairs would stop and there wouldn't be a great seat? That wasn't a good analogy there with the musical chairs thing, but you get my point that this would kind of fall off a cliff here, and here we are. Just thank goodness this happened and this Wizards front office kind of woke up that you need to stop treating this guy, a good player, like he's one of the three or four or five best players in the league, which is what they were doing for so long.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It was organizational malpractice. I mean, you got a guy that's averaging 30 points per game in 2019, 20, 2020, 2021. You have the entire league saying, we want this guy. He could be a great third piece for our team. But you sit there, if you're Tommy Shepard, and you say, well, I want to be our number one. And the whole league laughs at you because they're like, yeah, he's worth a lot of first-round picks and pick swaps, but he's not a number one. He's not even number two. Honestly, is he even a good number three? Because he's a number three in Phoenix, and they're terrible. They got swept last year when they made the playoffs. So it goes back to the Wizards just sitting in mediocrity for the past couple of years, you know, ever since John Wall and Bradley Beal peaked in 2017 when they lost to Boston in the semifinals. They needed to move on from Bradley Beal. And, you know, as bad as they are now, they're 6-32. When you compare them to teams like Phoenix is now and you know, your Atlantis and Chicago's of the world, the Wizards, you know, albeit the worst team in the league, are in arguably a better position than them because they're rebuilding, they're tanking, and they don't have to pay this guy $50 million with a no-trade clause to average 28 points per game. I mean, they had 34 and 38 in the second year that he averaged 30. The first year he averaged 30. They were, what, 35 and 47? Probably worse than that, actually. So the team was never good when Bradley Beal was at his peak. They were at their best when he was a second option. And in Phoenix, he's a third option, and he's still not playing well. So I think the precedent for Wizards fans is obviously it's great to get the high pick swaps and the second-round picks and whatever you get for Beal, but I think the real win from that move is the fact that they don't have to pay him $52 million a year to win 35 games and not make the playoffs. And the no-trade clause is no longer their problem. As you see right now, it's Phoenix's problem.
Much appreciated, Greg. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Greg.
Yep, thank you.
All right, be good. Let's get you ready for football. Steve Wino, Associated Press, is out at the facility. What are the vibes in Ashburn this week going into this game where Washington's a huge underdog?
GP, it's kind of everyone knows the Detroit Lions are a good team, but as Quan Martin said the other day, we've got good players too. And I think there's a little bit of sort of chip on the shoulder sort of confidence. And I know there's a lot of narrative out there about kind of playing with house money, but these players, Dan Quinn, this coaching staff, doesn't feel like they're just sort of loose and relaxed and have nothing sort of to lose at this point. They really feel like they can give the Lions a game, like they can beat the Lions, and the sights are set on trying to make the NFC title game.
I don't think people are talking enough about the short rest element of this thing for Washington. Detroit couldn't have more rest. The only argument might be that they've rested for too long, having a bye week that they've earned, being excellent. But Washington played Sunday night, and now it's a short turnaround. They kind of got screwed. I understand what happened, by the way, because of what's going on with the Rams, and I'm not saying that they're victims, just saying this short rest situation has me a little bit worried, Swano.
Yeah, Danny, there's the side of it of the Lions could be rusty or at least rusty early after having not played for a couple of weeks. But yeah, it is a rough turnaround. I asked Dan Quinn about this the other day, and he said there's no concern about that. They just moved their sort of week of preparation up. Today was the normal Friday out there. Yesterday was the normal Wednesday out there, and they don't seem like they're concerned about it. Maybe from an injury standpoint, Bobby Wagner is on the injury report with an ankle problem. He brushed it off that he's fine. He's off the injury report now. He's going to play. It's not like the Commanders, and on looking on the bright side, are dealing with a lot of sort of heal up injuries. They've given guys like Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner some days off, some of the older guys days off. I think there's almost maybe a positive edge to this of being fresh, coming off an emotional win, and almost kind of having less time to think about it and just going and playing on Saturday night.
Swino, how is Joe Witt going to game plan stopping the Lions?
It's a really good question, and it's the million-dollar question this week, or the 9.5-point question if you're betting this game, is look at how many different weapons the Lions have, from Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery coming back from that knee injury, out to Sam Laporta, St. Brown. I think the key is going to be trying to contain the run, and not saying you have to let Goff and these receivers beat you, but This is a team that has struggled against the run, especially early in games. And if you're the other side and you're Ben Johnson, I think being able to try to gash the Commanders with the run early and often is that one. I think this game stops and starts, at least in the first quarter, first half, with the running game and that running attack from the Lions. That's one of the best in the NFL.
So the thing that happened last week, Swino, was they didn't run it very well, but still kept the ball a bunch, talking about Washington. Can you do that again this week against Detroit's defense, which isn't very good?
They've been doing it for 5 weeks now. I mean, the running backs from Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler, Jeremy McNichols, even Chris Rodriguez, have averaged 2.24 yards a carry during this winning streak, which is insane to have won five in a row and have that sort of those sort of numbers on the ground. With Jaden Daniels, I think you can. Just because of how poised and how smart he is with the football, that he knows when to run and kind of take off with his feet and do it. But he also knows when to complete that short pass, specifically to his Zach Ertz, but even to Zacchaeus, to Terry McLaurin, all that. That he's the sort of short West Coast passing game offense that Andy Reid and those guys sort of made famous in the 90s and early 2000s is sort of way to, if you're not running the ball between the tackles well, they can still hold on to the ball and keep the ball away from the Lions, which might be the way to win this game.
Swino, thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Be good. Check his workout in the Associated Press. And there you go, your Beltway Blitz headed into a Friday and a weekend where the biggest football game in town is going to be played in over three decades. Next on Grant and Danny, I want to know who's actually going to the game. Who has bought a flight? Who is driving and road tripping? What is your plan? Where are you sitting? How much money did you dump into this to go to Detroit? And if you are staying back, like most of the fan base, what's your plan? I feel like this is one of those games where you probably are going to go smaller than bigger with a party because you want to lock in and watch it, but maybe you're throwing a gigantic rally. How are you going to be watching this monstrous game on Saturday night? We'll get into that next on G&D.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. there's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Five o'clock, Lomas Brown Lions Radio scouts the Detroit operation for us. And at 5:30, we'll look ahead to Monday's national championship game in college football with Danny Cannell. We're counting down to playoff football in D.C. on Grant and Danny. We want to hear from you guys. Who's going to the game? And how did it come about? What is the plan? How much did you drop? What is your travel itinerary looking like? And if you're staying home, what are you going to do? Because you and I have had this debate over the years, Danny, never for a game of this magnitude. But there are times along the way when the Caps are making their cup run or the Nats are going deep into October when you start to prioritize, I've got to enjoy this. I've got to lock in. I want to hear the calls and the broadcast. It's not just about high-fiving friends when good things happen. But you've also been waiting so long for this. You've been on those text chains with your dudes, your chicks, you know, your friends, and now's your chance to revel in this joy together. So I wonder how people are going to take the game in.
Yeah, there's no right way. Everybody's fandom is different, and it's yours. You don't apologize for it. So for the Nats postseason run, for example, after you and I would do the pregame show, I would end up watching with buddies a lot, especially for the road games, the ones that were at home. Of course, you and I were at pretty much every one of those. For the Capitals, it was similar. For this, for football games are a little bit different because obviously we have to dissect so much that goes into it. I kind of need to focus and lock in more. But this is, again, a different animal in so much as it's a postseason game, right? Normally, like your week 13 tilt, I've got to be able to talk about that play in the third quarter, and I'm taking notes kind of throughout and sort of locked in a way that's not very social. But this is, to your point, this is this, like, shared experience. So I don't blame you if you want to go to a bar. I don't blame you if you want to have a watch party. I don't blame you. However you want to take this in because it's so rare, it's probably the right call.
Well, I also think we have to take our proclivities out of it.
Yeah.
Because of what we do, right? Mm-hmm. We have to have the notes and be ready to go the next day. Although I will say, I think that a Saturday game opens up the options extensively. Like when they played Sunday night in Tampa Bay, I knew with travel and everything, getting on the plane at 5 in the morning and getting back here and getting into the studio, it was going to be really hard for me to rewatch the game the way that I want to. I could do a condensed game pretty easily and take some notes, but I wasn't going to be able to go back and watch everything.
Mm-hmm.
A Saturday night game when we're not on until Monday afternoon, if I wanted to get together with people and watch, we could absolutely pull that off.
That's right.
I got all day Sunday to go back and do a lot of my own research and some of those things. So it actually is fortuitous in that way, you know, if you're talking about covering the game. I mean, I guess the question first for us would be, what would be your perfect way? Obviously, I'm going to be there. I'm going to Detroit. I'm excited about it. I've, like so many people in this town, you know, only covered a few playoff games ever for obvious reasons. But it's one of those where I didn't want to miss the atmosphere. If this game was in L.A., I probably would not have made it a priority to go. Not just because of the travel, but as cool as SoFi Stadium is, it just wouldn't have been as significant a division round matchup. Even if it was in Philly, which is easy travel, so I'd like to have attended, I'm going because of the scene in Detroit, largely. I want to see my team, obviously, but I believe this is as good an atmosphere in the playoffs as we've seen in the last 20 years. These Lions fans, their obsession with this Dan Campbell operation, and they've had 2 weeks to buy these tickets and to ramp up their energy. They'll be partying all day, morning and afternoon, long before nighttime kick tomorrow. I really believe we overuse the word electric when it comes to atmosphere.
That's what it is.
I think this is going to be unlike anything we've probably seen Washington play in a while.
Yeah, it's up there with like major college football atmospheres. You know what I mean? Where it's just you're waiting around and the whole city is behind it and it's a buzz and they're galvanized, they're focused, and they're starving, quite frankly. I mean, that's the extra part of it. And it's not starving with a 9-7 team that snuck in hoping that they catch a break. You know what I mean? Those Jim Caldwell teams that were fine, pretty decent even, that blew a lead against Dallas if they'd had a home playoff game. You'd have hoped and you'd have been loud. They know they've got it.
Yep.
Like there's a confidence to it. There's a you know, you puff your chest out a little bit more. There's an energy there that's the perfect storm. A team that hasn't done it in decades, or really ever, and a team that can absolutely do it and probably should do it, to be honest with you.
800-636-1067. You want to hop in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We want to know about your plans for game night on Saturday. I think I'm a less is more guy for these, like in terms of gatherings. So maybe my perfect ideal situation would be posting up in the basement with the big screen. I'd probably invite mom and dad because I just grew up watching, falling in love with this team with my parents. Probably my siblings that would want to come. I can only imagine one of them who's a big fan would make the trek. But and then maybe like brother-in-law, but like really diehard marks, and probably keep it small, like familial, and do like a, you know, 10 to 15 in the crib more so than like a Super Bowl party, which I'm all for those, by the way. I love going to a Super Bowl party. That's just a different atmosphere. Like this is too important. There's too much on the line.
Yeah, but what if Washington was in the Super Bowl? Would you do this? You do it?
That's a whole nother discussion. Right? I don't know. I've never had to think about that.
That'd been a problem for you guys.
I can't answer that just yet. But I mean, maybe at that point you got to go right to the Super Bowl. You got to find a way. But so your perfect situation is
it's buddies without kids, which is now pretty much impossible.
Ooh, anti-kid, you know what I mean? Operation.
Because when
are you the guy that when you get married says no kids?
Oh, 100%. But what ends up happening is when you're a parent, there's no dad's watching the game. It's just it's inevitable. There's loud noises. There's distractions. Whether it's your friend's kids, it's your kids. They're in the room because that's where everyone else is, and there's noise. So now they're in there. Now all of a sudden they're playing with the Lego, and now they need help with this Nintendo Switch or whatever. That's to me the best. Is a couple like-minded fellas that are living and dying just like I am. I need the snide comments from the one dude that's the pessimist. I need optimistic Oliver to tell you that even though they just ran it for 25 on two consecutive plays, the next play will go your way.
You want that.
I need everything. Wow. I want those ingredients of for the big game, all the buddies in the room, no kids.
As much as I'm generally anti-biggest game of the year in a bar environment, I got to tell you, I got videos from my buddies who run a couple of places. Jeremy over at Walters sent me the vibe of that night.
Just and great.
I think it was the doink field goal reaction, and it was bedlam. And same with, we were just out at Crystal City Sports Pub.
Yep.
And Jimmy sent me a text, same thing of, by the way, you want to talk about Times Square in New York? That place was slammed, just like Walters was. But I get that. Like, wanting to just be around other people and share that unbridled joy and just the giddiness. Like, it's pretty fun to be around strangers who want to hug you. It's not a very common thing. It
doesn't happen a lot.
Sports is one of the few things that can bring community together like that.
Yeah, Juan Soto gets a base hit. You don't mind that you're covered in beer and that your neighbor is a stranger. Let's embrace.
Let's go to Drew, who's in Columbia on Grant and Danny. Drew, what are your plans for the game?
Hey, guys. Well, it was harder to get everyone to go. I'm actually going and hanging out with Tailgate Ted because his normal crew and our normal crew couldn't go, but we had a couple of groups. So we decided to go together, and I'm going to hit the plane tomorrow. And
nice. Where are you sitting?
There and, in section 134, relatively close.
Oh, so you got a great seat.
Yeah, we were buying those tickets in Tampa before leaving Tampa.
I love that.
So, love it.
All right, if you don't mind, how much are you dropping on a ticket?
It was a little over a G.
Yeah. Hey, you don't know when the next time you're going to get to go to one of these is. I get it. I will tell you, Danny, the most money I've ever spent on tickets to anything were in Vegas for the Cap Stanley Cup. I think it was $1,200 apiece for me and my wife for game two of the Stanley Cup, if I remember. And that was the Holtby the save game when the Caps evened it and went, you know, came back.
I had fun that game. I was there. That was a good one to be at.
Yeah, that was great.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
So that was probably the most expensive. And then all-purpose, I got three seats to all three World Series games.
I was going to say, the World Series games, that set the hoorays back a little bit.
And that was, I want to say that was, per seat it was less than the Cup. But it was, I think the number in my head is $1,400 a game for three games, and I'm remembering like $4,200 or something like that.
Yeah, whatever the number was, I was like, I'm going to take my father to a World Series
That's
game.
What it was.
I'm going to be doing that.
One night I went with my parents. One night I went with I think my wife's parent or mom, who's a big Nats fan, and then one night was just a couple of buddies. But like, we're doing this thing.
Yeah, we're gonna make that happen.
And I have not regretted either one of those for one second. Now they won both of those. I guess the Nats technically didn't win the game I was at.
I saw a bunch of losses, but
they
still
lost all three of those.
I'd spend it again tomorrow.
Do you think though, had the Caps have lost that game in that cup, would I feel differently? Probably not.
I wonder.
Or the Nats if they lose Game 7 or whatever.
Yeah, because that. I mean.
Like, if you pay that much and you go to Detroit and Washington loses by 13, very different than you're high-fiving Terry McLaurin as he runs off screaming, "We're not done yet," after a Zane Gonzalez field goal at the horn.
Yeah, because it's part of a journey. It's part of something bigger. I mean, we didn't know at the time. I mean, they lost Game 1, talking about the Caps, in very odd fashion, right? Where it was sort of, they were sloppy. It was a free-for-all. There was a cross-check that should have been called. And what was the game-winning goal that wasn't? And then the Caps kind of were holding on for dear life in that game with the save. We didn't know that they were just about to steamroll that poor group from Vegas. So the fact that it was this step on a journey kind of makes it that much more profound and impactful.
Jed is in North Carolina listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? I'm heading up there. I love your point. You want to get your best buddies who live and breathe it just like you do. So Alec and I from Alexandria, I live in North Carolina now, but we're heading up to Detroit. I heard there's a Skins bar, actually, so we're going to try to do that, rally around it. And to your point, you run the risk that if, we're playing a tough team and it doesn't go great. But, for the chance that it works and obviously to be there and support these guys, it's all worth it.
I think you got to be there just in case, right? That's kind of the idea. What's the Skins bar? Totally. I've been asked a million times by people.
So we were told this place called Vertical. By a buddy in Detroit, so maybe he's setting us up to get ambushed there.
Yeah.
But we were told that some Skins fans might be meeting there, so we're going to try to find those guys. And at least the lead into the game is going to be outstanding. And obviously, the way this team's been winning, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you got Jaden Daniels. You're going to have a shot. 800-636-1067. If you're staying back, what's your plan? If you're going to the game, how did it materialize? Want to know how you're going to watch the biggest Washington football game since 1991. Busy 5 o'clock hour. You'll get smarter. A lot of content. Lomas Brown on the Lions. He's with their radio network. That's at 5. Danny Cannell at 5:30, previewing the national championship game in college football. That's Monday night. Welcome back to G&D. We want to know what your plans are for the big game. I'm going to be, if I can, in Detroit, hoping that I don't get the flu that is currently making its way through my house.
Get some vitamin C going, my friend. A couple of hot showers, all the Tamiflu, Teriflu, whatever you got going. You got to get through this thing.
I want to run this by you and just get your thoughts.
Go on.
I think it would be like the worst bit I could ever do in terms of just being a terrible husband first and father. Hotel tonight.
Now, here's the thing.
Hotel tonight. We got lots of money on the line here for this trip.
You and I both know that.
It's good for business for the Paulson family if we make the trip. Obviously, there's some want in addition to the need here in terms of, work stuff. But I want to be there, but that's, I'd say, lesser significant. But if I presented to my wife, who is sick.
Who is struggling.
Three kids, and I'm the king of the castle. I'm helping everybody do their stuff, right? Hey, I'm going to be in a hotel tonight because I can't risk this. Just saying that out loud makes me feel awful.
Fart. In church. That's how that would go over. Right? Now, here's the thing.
You agree it's a terrible idea, then?
That's not what I said.
Okay.
It's a great idea. The problem is the practical application.
Yep.
You've got your better half who is just at the bottom right now, just scuffling.
Man.
Right?
By the way, somebody, and I have no idea who, probably a listener, actually, dropped groceries off on our porch a few minutes ago. Thank you for whoever did that. That was awful nice of you.
Wow.
She's scuffling. It's been a struggle. I don't think I could say that to her, but she's already sick.
Yeah. See?
So are they.
Everyone's already, but I'm not. Maybe I could.
I don't even know if I can say I'm not. but I'm not yet sick.
You're not officially sick.
So I'm trying to do the Matrix thing. Now I'm trying to be.
Well, I get it.
What's the guy's name? Let me find it.
You can do it. You can do it. Who is it?
Leo?
Yes.
Then I know you're wrong. Leo
you're
doing
from the
Clary
Matrix.
Bit.
Yeah, Leo from the Matrix.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
In the Matrix.
He plays Leo.
He obviously doesn't, based on what you're saying, but he plays something like that.
Mm-hmm.
When he's dodging those bullets.
Sure, bullet time.
That is me right now at the Paulson household.
You're trying. And let me present this to you as one of the logical counterarguments. Now, again, I'm with you because what you're saying makes sense to me. Imagine this, though. You stay at the hotel and it's already too late because you're already on the way to sick town. Can you imagine the level of upset that from her perspective, now, I'm being her, you abandon me when I feel this way.
Correct.
And you were already sick?
Yes. At my worst moment, you weren't there to help me.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, now when she gets better in a day or two, she's waiting on me, helping me. I mean, that would just...
That's it.
No, we can't have that. Well, that makes that decision for me. Let's go to Tony in Long Island.
Tony,
what are you doing for the game?
What's going on, guys? Grant, you need to get the hotel room, dude. Just get the hotel room. You got money invested. Get the hotel room.
She'll understand. What's funny?
She's your wife. A buddy of mine
who is in sports media, really, really talented, good producer, a mom and a wife, just texted me as he was saying, you have to get the hotel. And she said, no hotel, Grant. So funny.
Right then.
Well, here's what I'm doing, which I'm sure is very different than most Washington Commander fans. I've invited three of my friends over to watch the game with me, and they're all three diehard Giants fans. I am leaning into this game. We have nothing to lose. I've never been so relaxed watching a playoff game, and I want them here for a very specific reason. They don't know it yet, but just imagine if Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders win that football game. Can you imagine the mind frame that I'm going to be in? I'm going to unload 30 years of frustration on them, and I want all three of them to be here when it happens. And if we lose, hey, we had a great season, and they know it. They're already sick of Jaden.
Yeah, it's a win-win for you.
Total, yeah.
It's a win-win.
But
correct.
you're just going to unload the magazine, bro. I mean, he's over here writing down things to yell at
him. He's got roast material for years, yeah.
He's going to say, have a seat on that couch, get comfortable, there will be blood, Daniel Day-Lewis style. And he just takes out his little steno pad and just starts ripping through the things he's going to say to his buddies. Let's go to Ryan in Connecticut listening on the Odyssey app. What's up?
Hey, guys. So let me preface this. I'm kind of the opposite. My family's crazy. I'm one of six kids. We're all diehard. My dad's one of seven. They're all diehard. They will all be at the party. If you're a neutral fan of someone or if you're not a Commander fan, you can't come. But we watch it in a garage bay. We have a good time. It's cold. It's playoff football, but we do it because it's the playoffs. We've never been there. But we're having a tailgate. The music goes crazy. Jaden Daniels meatballs on the menu. And then we have my brother had a baby in September or June. We attribute the good success to the baby. So we're having a little adoration of Angel Gabe ceremony. And then we have an award ceremony afterwards just to kind of, you know, good fan, bad fan of the year, that kind of thing.
I love
it. And like Danny talked about, we have the classic new school versus old school banter. When we're going for it on fourth, all my brothers and sisters are like, we're going for it. We have to take the points. And then you got the old school 60-year-olds that are take the points, play defense.
Field position game, you got to punt it.
17 points will win this thing tonight against these Lions.
Yep.
Take these three.
All day, I wouldn't do it. And the thing is, man, we set it up so that if they were to win, it becomes the greatest night in our family's history. Because last Sunday was one of the best nights we ever had all together. It's kind of the common thread for us all.
That's the best.
So we do it, and it's like, if we could beat Detroit, first of all, feed me Philly. But if we beat Detroit, we want to set the stage to have literally one of the greatest nights for the Deacon family of all time.
That's amazing, buddy. Enjoy it. It should be incredible. And that should convince some people, like, get the group together. But, yeah, if I was not going, that's how I'd want to do it.
Because you need the like-minded group where it's like, if I was out in, like, real public and I'm going, like, the first incompletion, I'm going, oh, here we go. Cancel the rest of the season. This sucks. And, like, I need people that understand me and are okay with me. You know what I mean? Like, I need the folks that understand that this is just my process, is what I'm going through. The same way I need positive Peter, that after they're down 30, he's like, eh, they can come back. But true, like, we need all of that. We need all the ingredients because they're in the circle.
I think Jack in Springfield has some advice for your boy.
Oh.
What's up, Jack? How are you?
Grant and Danny, I'm doing well. Grant, look, you got to remember, I know who you are, and I know what you're not.
Yeah, what am I not?
What is he not? Okay?
Not a cop.
You're not a cop.
He's not.
Anyway, so I think it was Ryan squeaked me in here. You had said, hey, you were thinking about going for the hotel gig tonight, correct?
He was,
it's correct.
Yeah.
It's on the table. It's a consideration. I don't think it's the best idea.
So, well, no, I think it's a great idea. And here's how you can probably, you know, maybe get some leverage and pull this off. I think you said that while the wife was down, you were doing lunch and you called your brother-in-law over, right?
So yesterday he came over and did dinner and bedtime, yeah.
Okay, so why can't you replicate that tonight, dinner and bedtime, right? Because you're going, you slide him a little something-something, promise him something from the game. You know, I don't know if he's I would guess he's
a season ticket holder. Yep.
Fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, season, forget about it. He owes that to you because he is going to live his life vicariously through you when the Commanders win and you were there. He's going to know what it smelled. He wants to know what it smelled like in there. Who was sitting next to you? What was going on? I mean, you can use that almost as partial payment. You're going to have to show him some Benjamins, I think. But you can pull this off tonight, and I think it's a go. That way, everyone's not going to consider you a pariah when, you know, you're going to the game or you got to quarantine yourself in the bathroom on the flight, whatever. What do you think of that?
I don't hate it, honestly. I think that you've got the wheels churning here for me a little bit.
I just want him to say words. Like, he's like, yeah. Paschal.
When he
pariah.
Said Paschal, I just wanted to hear what Mrs. Marshall's trying to say is there's a 44th patient. Yeah, I just need to, next time he calls in, I'm going to have it ready, where I just give him like 10 little lines to say from my favorite movies, specifically The Town. Den of Thieves 2 just came out. Are you in?
No, the first one didn't leave any questions for me.
Oh, Den of Thieves was great.
Is that a Gerard Butler bit?
It is. Gerard Butler's the bad guy, good guy cop.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Terrible guy. You know, cheats on his wife. She hates his guts. Emotional between him and the daughters.
But he's the good guy-ish, kind of?
Nah, I don't know
anti-hero?
How redeemable he is. I mean, he eventually cracks the case.
Okay.
Kills the bad guys. But it's like, I don't know who the... You're the bad guy, too, kind of. But it's a good movie. That's the OG. I watched it last night to get ready for the second one.
When does it come out? Den of Thieves 2? Now?
I think it's in theaters now.
Oh, okay. It got a mid-January release.
Yeah, it's one of those mid-January, like, Liam Neeson action movie.
I'm on a train.
Time frames.
It's going fast. I've got to throw chop.
Speaking
everyone.
Of which, we got a Mark Wahlberg plane movie.
This one looks tough.
And that is about, that screams January action film.
I'm bald for some reason in this movie, okay? I've got no hair in the front.
Lomas Brown, Lions Radio. Scout the opponent with him next. And then Danny Cannell gets us ready for the national championship game at 5:30 on The Fan.